Resisting Change by Derek Morrison. Elite racing cyclists we do admire, so we must use their size of tyre. But from this thinking we should cease, because rolling resistance it does increase. Such an idea may fly like an arrow towards our beloved tyre, so narrow, but listen here, and then pay heed. Fatter tyres mean higher speed. True performance athletes are one thing, for their mere resistance is the sting, but with a speed average below 20 miles, other physics should cause them smiles. A narrow tyre does deform, further away from its circular norm, and that can energy absorb, because the wheel is now a lesser orb. Also, too high a pressure on a normal road simply increases your cycling load, because over irregularities you then bounce, potential traction energy absorbed by the ounce. It is also worth considering at this juncture that fatter tyres resist that puncture because they suffer less from pinches thanks to that smaller fraction of inches. Fat also makes a better ride over surfaces which you just can't glide, and the contact patch gives you greater grip to escape those gotchas on which you'd slip. If genuine time or track athlete you may be, then continue narrow with certainty, but for everyone else don't emulate, because fatter is a better state. So 700 by 23 probably won't help most climb the tree. If, as an endurance road cyclist, you do thrive, opt for at least 700 by 25.